Matt and Scotty having a deep dive into Matt's next pick in the fishbowl. And I want you guys to take it to the air. You know, I was going to come back to someone else, but I want you guys to take it to the air because I think it's a pretty good discussion.
Well, I'm one pick away from going. I have one running back, which is Zeke, which is great to start with.
Love that.
It's the seventh round. I'm looking for a second running back. I'm thinking Ingram. I know Peterson is there. I know they got Kamara they drafted. But if you look at, Ingram last year still rushed for 1,000 yards. He's involved in the passing game. And he's always had running backs. He's always had guys he's had to compete with. He's had Ivory there, Reggie Bush there, Darren Sproles there. Even last year, Tim Hightower there. So, and he still gets the job done. I still think he's going to be, I think he's just too good of a talent. And in the seventh round, I don't know.
Look, he's pure talent. I like him over Eddie Lacy. But that's not to say Lacy isn't talented. People just like, they have fun ripping Eddie Lacy, and it's understood why, with the weight and everything. But in this type of format, he's going to Seattle. He's on a one-year deal. They have a certain outlook for him. They want him to be the consistent power runner. That means in this format, when you get...
Okay, go ahead. My bad.
The offensive line is improved. Okay, the offensive line is improved, and Marshawn Lynch was able to run behind this same sort of line, too. It's about anticipating. It's not just about the line. It's anticipating where the hole is, and Lacy can't anticipate where the hole is and break tackles. They got him because of the offensive line. He is a tackle breaker. Now, the situation here is they are going to give every opportunity for him to be a rhythm back. They're going to hand him the ball. They want him to – they're giving the opportunity to succeed, and if he takes it and he runs with it – he's going to chew up first downs. He's going to score touchdowns. He's going to get more opportunities to be a more consistent ball carrier than Mark Ingram. I like him better in this format.
He better hit the effing nuts because you just went on like a rant about how great Eddie Lacy is.
I didn't say he was
Eddie
great.
Lacy.
I did Scott, not say he was great. I pointed out the negatives. Hey, here you go. Put more into my mouth again.
What's the negative that you pointed out?
About his weight.
All I heard was a power runner behind the
offensive
line.
After I pointed out the negatives.
The offensive line. This is the same Eddie Lacy, right?
Yes, it's the same Eddie Lacy. Everybody makes like Eddie Lacy has no talent and is just fat. Eddie Lacy has talent, okay? I realize the negatives. I do, but you're talking about the seventh round. This is a situation where you got to take advantage.
No, you're talking about an RB1. That's what I don't like about it.
I never said he was an RB1. I'm talking about a seventh round.
Stop
putting words in my mouth.
On your fishbowl team, he's an RB1.
No, he's RB2. I got my RB1 in Dalvin Cook.
Okay,
you took Dalvin Cook two rounds later.
Didn't think Dalvin Cook was going to last.
Right. You took Eddie Lacy over Dalvin Cook.
With him saying that Cook is my number one, I don't have a problem with it. But do not start putting words in my mouth and embellishing what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's great.
I never said
he was great. Opportunity is there
morning,
for the,
Scott?
Thing wrong with me is you. You put words in my mouth again. You interrupt me, and then you try to summarize what I say in the wrong way. Okay, what I'm saying is this is a good opportunity.
Why are you mad, son?
This is a good opportunity. See, you got to ruin my analysis, right?
So,
Are you the only one that's allowed to have an opinion and nobody can disagree with you, right?
Yes.
Look, this is a good opportunity for Eddie Lacy when you're talking about the seventh round. If Eddie Lacy turns out to be what he can be, he's going to get first downs. He's going to get touchdowns in the seventh round. I got to do it.
What about you, Sussman? What do you think? I got Corey's opinion. Well, Corey, who'd you say? You'd go with Ingram or Lacy?
Yeah.
Give him the choice.
I would probably go with somebody else. Who else is on the board?
Zamir Abdullah.
No.
Tevin Coleman's out there.
I probably would take Tevin Coleman.
Not in this league.
Why not?
I don't think he's going to get the first down.
I think he scores 10 touchdowns this
According
year.
To Mr. Jake Shealy, Mr. Accuracy.
Which a first down, has, you know, a touchdown, not to cut you off, Matt, you know a touchdown
counts
as a first down. That's
and
news
he has in his standard running back ranking.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, Matt.
Wait, a touchdown counts as a first down?
A touchdown counts as a first down. Okay. However, touchdowns in this league are only worth 5 points, so right. The first down brings it up to 6.
Okay.
So it's not that.
So it's pretty much almost like it's standard everywhere else.
Correct. Yeah. Sorry, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah, so Jake has Ingram in a standard format, running back number 18, Eddie Lacy number 20, so it's pretty much right there. I don't know. I'm looking at the Saints offense, and like I said, he's always had He's always had competition in that backfield. It's not like this is the first year that there's competition in there. So, or do I just go wide receiver? I mean, Demaryius Thomas is still out there. I mean, I got two. I got Evans and Nelson. So, going the wide receiver route is something I don't know if I want to do. I'll pose a question to you guys. Now, when do you guys take your third quarterback?
I haven't taken my second one yet, so I have no idea.
You know, it'd be deep.
But I'm saying, like, pretty much there's like three quarterbacks left that really have starting jobs that we know of.
And see, with my third quarterback, I'm gonna take a Deshaun Kaiser, a Deshaun Watson type player like that. But that could pop this year.
So, well, what are you in the bye week in the super flex spot? You just start somebody else. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I'll put somebody else in super flex. Okay. I'm not tying myself into having three quarterbacks. To be honest,
but
if you
take a Kaiser though, it's like, what are you going to do? Like, if he doesn't have the starting job and you hit your bye week,
I'll play my second quarterback and then I just play another play at the flex.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. As far as wide receivers, I mean, if you had Demaryius Thomas on the board. Terrell Pryor, Michael Crabtree. I mean, there is Golden Tate still on the board here too, as well. Would you take any of these guys in the seventh round? I mean, I already have two wide receivers and only one running back.
Michael Crabtree?
Crabtree is intriguing.
Yeah, no, especially those touchdowns. The first, he scores.
The,
yeah.
We talked about the first down. He was like 10th among receivers.
You know, Crabtree's my guy. I mean, it's super intriguing to me. I'm just, is this, do we put, you have the, are you closer? Is this your...
This, I'm not going to pick again until like 16 picks.
I'm scared of not taking a running back. Yeah, that's I'm just picks. Really scared about that because you have two wide receivers already. You have a quarterback. To me, I'm very, very nervous about not taking a running back here. And that's, like I said, that is why in my league I took Fournette. Because, I mean, there are a couple other running backs, but I would have been really nervous not not taking a running back.
What's
here.
What's your guys' thoughts on LeGarrette Blount in this format?
I can get down with that.
I can't.
Why not?
Because they don't run, Philly doesn't run the ball enough.
Yeah, he'll score touchdowns.
Oh, he will be the first down guy. If
he will score touchdowns, but there are a lot of other running backs in that mix too.
There's a lot of I speak for someone, and I get it. LeGarrette Blount is a lot better than Ryan Matthews, but I'm speaking as a Ryan Matthews owner. In the games that he was healthy and he was played, there are too many games for me, Matt. In a league, and when you draft, at least my philosophy in this, when I'm drafting running backs, I'm drafting guys I think are going to get a lot of first downs, right? Because that's the extra points here. The thing is, there were too many times last season as a Ryan Matthews owner where he just sat on the bench, where he'd come in inside the 10 and get and fight for that red zone, which is great, and fight for that end zone, which is awesome. But there were too many times where they just did not put him in the game. And I'm scared with LeGarrette Blount, it's going to be similar. Not because LeGarrette Blount isn't better than Ryan Matthews, which he obviously is, but because the philosophy of Doug Peterson and the philosophy of Frank Reich is simply, we want to move fast. We want to have the passing down in there, passing back in there. To continue to move fast, we can sprinkle him in the run game. They just are not a team that runs the ball enough, where I would much rather have an Eddie Lacy, where Scott has mentioned on countless occasions on this show that Seattle is going to go back to what their bread and butter was during their Super Bowl years, which was running the ball, working out of that read option. So to me, Eddie Lacy makes a lot more sense as a pick than LeGarrette Blount does.
Yeah, and when you look at Philadelphia too, they have, the defense is not going to be that good. Not enough of his pass rush. The corners can be totally toasted. And this team's going to be in a lot of shootouts, I think. So there's going to be a lot of passing there.
So I can see that. Scott, what do you think of, you're not worried about Thomas Rawls at all? Thomas Rawls is
a seventh-round pick. Look, he comes with risks. He comes with negatives. But you're talking about a seventh-round pick. It's like almost everybody just talks about the negatives. You got to remember, there are some positives here. And for a seventh-round pick, I think it's worth it.
Scott's right. This is a seventh-round pick. It's not a first-round pick.
It's so trendy to just bash the guy, say he's fat, and I don't want to draft him.
Lacy's a good value.
He makes
here,
a sensible pick.
But I'm making the argument is it's between Ingram and Lacy for me, and I've been leaning Ingram, and I get your points as well.
I can't see him getting regular carries on a consistent basis, whereas Lacy would possibly have that opportunity, and that's the difference for me.
I can see him getting regular carries on a regular basis, differing than Scott. However, if you're looking at the competition, Adrian Peterson versus Thomas Rawls, To me, I'm much more scared of Adrian Peterson than I am of Thomas
especially
Rawls.
As a possible goal line vulture.
Correct.
Too.
Absolutely.
Lacey does not have that issue, I don't think.
I agree.
Yeah.
But see, I just go back to the point. I mean, how many touchdowns? Ingram still scores touchdowns with other guys there. I mean,
he's never had a guy like Adrian Peterson there.
Yeah.
Like, I get Chris. I mean, I know Chris Ivory was there. I know there were other people. Tim Hightower was there. Those guys are not Adrian Peterson.
Sean Payton would tell you to take Lacey.
Sean Payton would tell you to take Lacey.
Yes, he would.
Yes, Corey? You're shaking your head at us. Your hand is over your head. Your eyes are closed.
Adrian Peterson's not going to play.
That's not true.
He's not going to be on the field to return the value.
I don't agree with you.
Okay. You don't agree with Dr. A then? You don't agree with Dr. A. You don't agree with the inside injuries at.
Fine.
You see Jeff, the skeleton over there?
Hi, Jeff.
That's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
It's a real thing.
I see him.
You tell me he's not going to play a single game this year?
He'll play a couple. He'll play...
How many?
8, 9.
So that's enough to take some touchdowns away.
That's enough to play, to be a part-time player. I'm just... My people, don't do the Adrian Peterson thing because you're not. You can get somebody
Nobody's
else.
Nobody's saying
in that
to
area.
Draft Adrian Peterson. We're talking about Mark Ingram here.
I don't know. Ingram still had 10 touchdowns last year.
But the competition was Tim Hightower. It wasn't Adrian Peterson.
Tim Hightower was good, though, but he's had Ivory in the past. He's had these.
I get
in
it.
These same roles that
you
they have.
You done. Want to take Ingram, so just take Ingram.
I'm
you
just
want to.
Going back.
They
yeah.
spent.
Ultimately, you're going to take Ingram.
All I know
think.
Is they spent a significant amount of money on Adrian Peterson. This is bringing Tim Hightower for nothing. Drafted Chris Ivory for nothing. They went out and got Adrian Peterson. That means something to me. Let's take a break. Finish off the conversation. Next.